Gemara mentioned in passing on Dalet on the base, a din in Hilchas Avelis that's no longer observed Bizman Hazeh, that the Gemara formulates it in white cotton, Kovshim Misabel Olov Misabel Imo, any relative for whom I would have to observe Avelis if that relative would die, so Misabel Imo, when that relative is observing Shiva for his or her relative, after observe Avelis with him, Misabel Imo. Then the Gemara says it's only Ba'apa Nahog Avelus, so let's say if a couple is married and the wife dies, so the husband has to observe Avelis over the death of the wife. So if the wife is alive and one of her parents dies, so the Gemara says Ba'apa in the presence of the wife, if she's there in the house, Nahog Avelus. Shalo Bi'apa, if the wife is not home, the husband does not have to observe Avelis. What kind of a din is this? So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that it's Mishum Kovid Ha'ovel, Mishum Kvod Ha'ovel. Since this relative of mine is observing Avelis for her parents, my wife is observing for her parents, so out of respect for my wife, I should also observe Avelis. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman Hazeh we assume everybody's mechal on their covet, and this din no longer applies. Shulchan Aruch, they write such a surprising lashon that if one would observe Avelis, as it says in the Gemara, Ein ela min hamasmin, it would be very surprising because we simply don't observe this at all. The Gemara, there are different opinions how far you go on this. Shulchan Aruch, they say they did away with the whole thing. The Gemara, there are different opinions. If the wife is observing Avelis for her brother or her sister, whether that's also the same or it's only for parents. So the accepted opinion is only for parents. It doesn't apply to brothers or sisters. And even that, it says that we don't observe it Bizman Hazeh. Okay. Then the Gemara has further in Dalet Amud Beis a discussion. What about Liv al psula betchila b'Shabbos? The question is going to cause bleeding. So we assume that malacha involved in chabura is netilas neshama ki adam hu hanefesh. And the Gemara had a suffix whether dam besulam is mifkid pocket or chiburi mecheber. A simple reading of the Gemara, it's a biological suffix whether the dam that comes out at the time of birishayna is dam that's circulating in the whole body or it's somehow stuck over here. It certainly is dam that's circulating in the whole body. It's like if a person gets a cut, so that dam is circulating in the whole body. How can anybody raise a possibility that it's a mifkid pocket? So we suggested it's not a suffix in Metzias. Maybe the Gemara meant a suffix in Din. Maybe the Gzeris HaKosov, that Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, doesn't apply to dam besulam, because when Rabbeinu Shlom created the world, he created all women with dam besulam. And he wanted that dam, that amount of dam that comes out, b'shas b'rishayna, was never intended to keep the organism alive. The rest of the dam is considered ki adam hu hanefesh. So the Gemara had the suffix. So there's one issue about maybe it's an isa malocha of chabura, if you adam chibur mecheber, ki adam hu hanefesh. The other possibility is that it's an isa of oisa pesach. Until now it was Pesach Noel, and now it becomes Pesach Pasuach. What's wrong with Oisa Pesach? So the Gemara talks about you have a container and it doesn't have a Pesach. So you make a Pesach, Lahachnis al Hotzi. So that's some kind of a malacha. What malacha is that is also unclear. The Gemara is clear that it's a malacha. Rashi in Masech HaShabbos writes it can either be Bone or Makabah Patish, one or the other. To apply here, the Gemara is applying Oisa Pesach to a Gufa Odom. So according to the one pshat in Rashi, you're assuming that there's an Isa Boine Ba Odom. So that's based on the Gemara. In Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara quotes one Tana is of the opinion that if a girl makes her hair into braids, that's a Melocha Deraisa Bona. The Gemara asks, where is there a Mokar Chumash that is a binyan applies to Adam? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asatzela. So you see that there's Binyan Ba'odim. So we happen not to Pasuk like that Tana. The Gemara quotes this Aliba the Reb Lezer, who holds that if you make braids on Shabbos, that's Melacha. We Pasuk and it's only at the Rabbanan, it's not an Issa Deraisa. But still, in principle, we agree with what Reb Lezer said, that it is possible to have Binyan Ba'odim. So that's what the Gemara discusses, that possibility. And then we're not sure if you are interested in causing the dam to come out, and the dam is takeh chiburim mecheber, is that called misakin or makalkal? Or if you are interested in the pesach pasuach, is that called misakin or makalkal? Is that considered misakin because now it'll be easier to do the tashmish, or is it makalkal because people would prefer to have a girl who's a psula rather than a baula? So the Gemara tosses up all the logical possibilities over here. Is it Oysa Pesach, and is it Oysa Chabura? And if it's Oysa Pesach or it's Oysa Chabura, is it Misakan or Mekalkal? And then the Gemara raises another possibility. The rule is that Mekalkal b'Melech HaShabbos lowers the level to a Din D'Rabbanan, and all the Melechis, with the possible exception of two. The Kalkal B'chov L'mavir is a Machlegis HaTanayim in the end of Maseches Shav, Machlegis HaByudei Reb Shimon. So the Gemara raises such a possibility. Maybe an Achanami, the bleeding is a Malacha, because it's a Chabura, Dam Chiburi Mecheber. But it may be considered Mekalkal, because the Dam is Halach Le'ibud. So what's Taka the Din on the Kalka B'chabura? Do you assume that it's Anisa Deraisa? Do you assume it's only Anisa Derabbanan? So Tosis says right away that if you assume it's only Anisa Derabbanan, so all of a sudden it became Het Gomer, let it be Anisa Derabbanan. Why did the Gemara ignore it? That's very unclear in the Gemara. So Tosis comes up with an Einfall. Tosis explains that the Gemara is assuming that when one does Biri Shaina, it's not necessarily going to be a psikreshe of Vadois, 100% Vadois, that there will be Dam and there will be Asiyas HaPesach. It's possible to do Biri Shaina by a Psula, and there won't be Dam and there won't be a Pesach Pasuach. So even if it does happen, we should really consider this a double shayna miskaven, unless the person wants it. Unless the person really is miskaven for that. So what's the din in general? What's the halacha of a double shayna miskaven? So double shayna miskaven, what's the definition of a double shayna miskaven, and what's the halacha? Double shayna miskaven, definition is the following. A person is doing a pula muteris, and he knows in advance that by doing this pula hamuteris, this may or may not result in a pula asura. Is he allowed to do it lachatchila, knowing in advance that it may turn out to be a pula asura? Or do you say no? Since it's a safik deraisa luchumer, since it may turn out to be an iser, so he's not allowed to do it. So that's a machleg zabun in Reb Shimon. So we don't understand really why should. Thank you. We don't really understand why should Reb Shimon say that a Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutar Lagamre. He knows in advance that it may turn out to be an Isser. So why don't you say Sveika Deraisa Lechumra? So Lechor, what you have to explain is the following. And this din of Dov Shein Miskaven, the Machlekes, Reb Shimon Rabban, Dov Shein Miskaven, Osra Mutar. This is a Machlekes, Tosis points out in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not a unique Machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. What are the other cases? The 10 and 12 Amud Aleph. This is that continues from the family days. That Nozer Chofei from a fast face of a low sorek. Nozer is not allowed to rip out his hair. If the Nozer shaves his hair in a normal fashion, then he's Orphan Alav. If the Nozer yanks out his hair, not in a normal fashion, he didn't really do Tiglachas, then he's in violation of the Yesek. Gadol Perasar Rosho. Also Osa. You're not allowed to yank out your hair, even though it's not the normal way of removing the hair. let's say the nozzle will smear some people who want to remove their beard, so they put on powder till the skin gets burnt, and then the whole beard comes off. So let's say the nozzle, nozzle can be clean shaven. Nozzle only has kedusha seir. Nozzle is what's on top of the head. The bottom of the head is not included. He doesn't have to shave off the beard when the naziris is over, and he didn't have to let the beard grow when the naziris was intact. So let's say the nozzle will take some kind of a powder and smear it on his head, and then all the hair will get burnt off, and then he'll remove it. So you can't say he's in violation of the lav. How does the pasuk say? Not to be megaleach. He didn't do tiglachas, but he's in violation of the iser esei. So nonetheless, despite the fact that there is an iser esei, so let's say he looks in the mirror, he's gone out somewhere, he looks in the mirror, his hair is all sloppy. So he moves the hair a little bit over here, touches it up a little bit, in order that he shouldn't look sloppy. But by touching your hair a little bit, you may cause some of the hair to rip out. So that's a suffix deraisa luchumer. So the Mishnah says, that's okay, not chofei from a fast face of a low sorek. If he's going to comb his hair with a comb, with a brush, then it's a psikreshe that for vadoes, some hair will get yanked out. So that's a vadoes, that's awesome. And it's based on that Mishnah that Rabbi Yosef Karo, Paskin, and Hilchos Shabbos, that one is not permitted to comb the hair on Shabbos, because that's a psikreshe that vadoes, some hair will get ripped down. It's not really a psikreshe, each stroke of the comb. It's not a vados, each stroke of the comb will pull out the hair. If the person strokes the comb 20 times, going to yank out 20 hairs. Going to stroke the comb 100 times, going to be missing 100 hairs. Means in the whole process of combing the hair, which consists of 15, 20 strokes, it's lo yimolet, at least one hair will get yanked out. So that's a chiddush, that's considered a psikreshe. It's a psikreshe if you consider the whole composite of all of the strokes of the hair. So Rabbi Yosef Karo was in disagreement with one of his contemporaries, also a Sfaradish Goyim, who held that that special din, that there's a psikreshe, because of a composite of many pu'ulis together, that's only a special din by Nazir, because there's an essay, Gadol Peres HaRoshom. So if he knows in advance that the composite of all of the strokes on the hair with the comb, with the brush, will cause a hair to get yanked out, there it's a violation of the essay. But on Shabbos, you don't have such a din. On Shabbos, you judge whether any one given stroke of the comb is a psikreshe, is it about dois of yanking out hairs? We say no, so it should be muta. And the accepted psak has been, like Rabbi Yosef Karo said, that we assume even in Hilchos Shabbos, it's also considered an essay. Even Hilchos Shabbos also considered a psikreshe with a tzirif, either because on Shabbos there's also an essay. Shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, we should go out of our way to make sure we're not mechal Shabbos. Maybe in other areas of halacha, it wouldn't be a psikreshe. A psikreshe, a composite of many acts together. Maybe it's only these two cases, maybe only by Nazir and by Shabbos, because there's an essay. Shomer b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. Look out for Shabbos and make sure you don't do a malacha. Or it could be that in Kol HaTorah Kula we would assume that this constitutes a psikreshe. So that's the accepted psak halacha, like Rabbi Yosef Karo said. So the original Mishnah is the Mishnah in Nozir that the Tosfos quotes. Nozir daf mem beis. Nozir chofei from Mesfasves. A lot of touch up his hair a little bit. Avalo sorek. But to comb the hair in a regular fashion, that's a psikreshe b'vadoes, that hair is going to get ripped out. So why is chofei from Mesfasves, why is that mutter? That's because the Mishnah is paskening like Reb Shimon, that Dov Shenim is Kavin is Mutta. If the din would have been like Reb Yudah, that Dov Shenim is Kavin is Osir, so to be Chofes and Mephasves is also Dov Shenim is Kavin. It may or may not yank out some hair. So we say Dov Shenim is Kavin is Mutter by Tiglachas HaNozir. Then Tosfos quotes another case of Mishnah in Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Most of Masechas Kilayim talks about farmers planting kilayim in the ground. And the end of Masechta talks about wearing shatnas, kilay begodim. So the Mishnah says a person has to transport dresses from one store to the other. It's in the middle of the winter, and he doesn't know whether the weatherman said that the weather is going to go up, it's going to go down. He doesn't know whether it's going to be in the 50s today or in the teens today. So he's going to carry on his back if you have a rack that moves on wheels and you have 100 dresses on the rack and all the dresses are shatnas, shatnas is muta ba'anoa. You're allowed to sell shatnas. It's a nisa lifnei iver. If you sell it to a Jew who doesn't realize that it's shatnas, then you're machshel the person. I'm selling it in Harlem. I'm selling it to Nochrim, so there's no problem over here. And shatnas in kiloi hakerim is also ba'anoa. Rashi writes there were those who misunderstood the Mishnah. Rashi Psachim writes there were those who misunderstood the Mishnah as saying that just like kiloi hakerim is also ba'anoa, so too, kiloi b'godim is also ba'anoa, you're not allowed to sell it. So Rashi says that that's ridiculous. You're not allowed to sell to a Jew because lifnei iver, but to sell to a nochri, that's not a problem. There's no lifnei iver over there. So the only shaila is, I'm pushing the rack, not the rack is on wheels, I'm pushing. I'm carrying the 50 dresses on my back. So at the time that I go out in the street, I don't realize initially whether it's going to keep me warm. The dresses are going to keep me warm because it's freezing outside. And I'm going to get hana from this. What's the difference whether you do get hana or you don't get hana? He's not wearing the dresses. He's just carrying the dresses. So the Gemara at the beginning of Yevamos points out there are two psukim prohibiting shatnas. One pasuk says la silba shatnas samra pishtim yachdov gedilim tasam kol arba kamfas chufa. That's the one pasuk la silba shatnas. You're not allowed to wear clothing that has shatnas. Then there's another pasuk that says a veged kelaim shatnas lo yale olecha ha'aloh is also. What do you mean ha'aloh is also? So the Mishnah gives an example. I'm sitting in a barber chair, and the barber puts a thing on top of me so that the hair won't mess up my clothing when he cuts the hair off. So that's ha'aloh. I'm not wearing the sheet that he puts on me, but let's say if I have a blanket, I go to sleep at night and I have a blanket that's made from shatnas. So that's not levisha. I'm wearing pajamas, but I'm not wearing the blanket, but that's ha'aloh. So ha'aloh is also asa. Ha'aloh is also asa. That's a shatnas. They say just like by shatnas, there are two dinim. There's a din levisha, there's a din ha'aloh. So too by tzitzis, there are two dinim. If you wear a four-cornered garment, you have to put on tzitzis. And if you have a blanket that has four corners, also imuchivin tzitzis. Oh no, that's only by shatnas, there are two psukim. So the Magen Avraham quotes an obscure Rishon. It's not a Rambam or a Ravid or anything. He quotes one of the obscure Rishonim whom we never quote, who is of the opinion that just like by shatnas, there are two prohibitions, so by tzitzis also like that. So if a person has a four-cornered blanket, all blankets are four-cornered blankets. So if he only goes to sleep at night in the middle of the night, he never sleeps in the daytime. So balayla, maybe you're not chayiv in tzitzis. Machlokes rishonim, whether it means a ksus layla, pajamas are pata from tzitzis, or layla is pata from tzitzis. Some people do sleep in the daytime, so it's questionable whether you can really establish. Can you really make a statement that a blanket is miyuchad for nighttime? Some people use a blanket in the daytime.
There are two different lavim that you look at on the halah as well?
There are two different lavim. One is when you do levisha, when you're wearing it. Yeah. If I wear clothing, that's shatnas. One is when I do ha'aloh.
And also, how is that a davar shalim scavenant? For sure you're wearing the shatnas, you just not mitzvahin to have enough in the clothing.
Right.
Very different than our example here.
Right. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos points out that just like in Levisha, the person gets Hanoah, so too in Ha'aloh, Ha'aloh is only Osir, if it's Ha'aloh, Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. If he does Ha'aloh, Sheyesh Bo Hanoah, he's going to schlep dresses from one store to the other, because they called up from the other store, we have two different branches. They called up that all the people over there want some more dresses. They want the more shatnas dresses. I'm going to schlep 50 dresses to the other store. And it's so warm outside, the dresses are not going to give me any pleasure. When I'm going to have it on my shoulder, it's going to cause me to perspire more. So it's going to be ha'aloh. It's not going to be levisha. I'm not wearing the dress. It's going to be ha'aloh she'em bo hanoah. Right, to try on clothing, even if you think that it may have shatnas, even if you know bevadai that it has shatnas. So most of the Rishonim assume that not only is ha'aloh only prohibited if it's yesh b'hanoah, levisha is also only prohibited when you're trying on the clothing, you're wearing it. That's not just ha'aloh. But the Gemara established, how do you know that ha'aloh needs hanoah because levisha, just like levisha is yesh b'hanoah, so to aloh is yesh b'hanoah. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that levisha's klaim is only osir if it's levisha sheyesh b'hanoah. The Rambam stands alone. The Rambam says not true. Only ha'aloh can only be violated ha'aloh sheyesh b'hanoah, and levisha is osir even ein b'hanoah. So according to the Rambam, if I know in advance that the garment has shatness, and I'm trying it on just to see if it fits, I'm not really getting hanoah from it. I want to decide whether I should buy it or not. I'm not walking around outside in the street with this. So according to the Rambam, that itself is an issa. To wear shatness, even ein bo hanoah, is an issa. So Chacham Avadya has his style of psak, so he says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim whether levisha she'ein bo hanoah is asur or not. So he says if it's a vadoes that there's shatness, then he says you should be machme for the Rambam's opinion that you shouldn't try it on because levisha is asur even ein bo hanoah. But if it's sofek, maybe it has shatness, maybe it doesn't have shatness, so maybe we consider that a svek sveka. Maybe it doesn't have any shatness, and even if it has shatness, maybe the din is not like the Rambam. And levisha is also mutter if it's ein bo hanoah. That's what he passes.
Today, would a person be considered, why is it not considered enough for a person when he's trying on clothing in the store? Some people, they don't go themselves in the mirror or whatever. I'm assuming the times of the Gemara, they were living in the mirror, so they didn't have this issue. But today, when people try on clothing, oftentimes in the store, they try to make it a whole, very nice experience.
So the person should try not to make it into a fancy experience. He should just try it on to see if it fits, whether he's going to buy it or not. He should have in mind not to get any hanoah. Just he has to decide whether he's going to buy it or not. Rabbi Gift, as Zohan Laroch, he used to tell, he was very influenced when he learned in Telzi Yeshiva in Europe. He was very influenced by a bocher there by the name of Rab Motel Pergamansky, who survived the war and later on built up Torah in France. He got married after the war in France. So he says, Rav Motel Pogromansky could be identified. He used to have big hats that hung over his ear. He says, so Rabbi Gifter said the reason why, because he was machmer not to try on the hat before he would wear it, because he felt the tag that was attached to the hat made it shatness. So he didn't want to wear it. He didn't want to do levisha she'ein bo hanoah. So he would always pick up a hat. You know, even on shatness, if you pick it up, pick up a hat and guess whether he thinks it would fit or not. Then after he would buy it and pay for it, then he would yank off the tag. And he says he always would guess wrong. So the hats would always be too big. He was machmer. That's what you get if you're going to be machmer. So he was always machmer, like Chacham Avadya was mekel if it's a suffix shatness. Here it is, Rav Motel Pogromansky. Thought that it's a vaday shatness. Not really. Ashkenazim are not machmer. Sfardim are machmer. Chacham Avadya considers it a sveker edina. But everybody else says it's mutter. Even has vaday shatness. We assume it's mutter because levisha shein b'hanoah.
Also, what about the Mishnah that said that you don't have kavana to walk out? That was levisha. That wasn't ta'ala.
No.
When you're the person who's walking out because of to wear a lot of garments.
Mishnah. What do you mean?
I wasn't talking about
the Mishnah. When a person put on a lot of garments because of cold weather, as long as he doesn't have kavanah to be because of the cold weather, the Rebbe quoted that Mishnah before. No, if a guy is carrying dresses from one store to the other, he doesn't know in advance whether the dresses will really give him hanoah. He doesn't know how cold it is outside. So it may turn out that this is ha'aloh. He's not wearing the dresses. They're on his back. This is ha'aloh. And he doesn't know whether there's hanoah or not. So the Gemara considers that. Dov she'enim is kabin. He doesn't know if he's going to be getting hanoah. If he's levisha she'em, if it's ha'aloh she'em or hanoah, then it's mutter. So the Gemara considers that. Dov she'enim is kabin. He's doing a pul ha'muter, is moving clothing from one location to the other. And he doesn't know in advance whether this pula hamoteris will turn out to be a pula asura or not. So that's the example of dov she'enim is kavin. So dov she'enim is kavin is a machlokes hatanoim in kol ha'Torah kula. It's not unique to Hilchos Shabbos. People who learn Masechta Shabbos think that it's only machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos.
But then in the Mishnah of Mocher Ksus, Mocher Gedarkin, that wasn't talking about them putting it on. It says Mocher Ksus, Mocher Gedarkin, Vashalis Gavin, Mecham, 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 Mecham.
Yeah.
That wasn't talking about the Visha?
I don't think so. I think they're carrying it on their back.
Yeah, it says that they have a stick. The people who are Mocher have a stick that they hold like.
Far away from the back. The tznuim would have a stick and they would be leaning on their back, and everybody else would have it leaning on their backs. Because Mikra Adin, Dov Shane Biskavan is Mutah Halacha is like Reb Shimon against Reb Yudah. Right. The Machloek Reb Yudah Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah is of the opinion Dov Shane Biskavan is awesome in Atara. That's a Beferishi Gemara in Perakab Lezer the Milo. That according to Reb Yudah, Dov Shane Biskavan is an Issa Deraisa. Shad is what would Rabbi Yudah say in Hilchah Shabbos? Would he say even in Hilchah Shabbos also Dovashen Miskavein is an Issa Deraisa? Maybe Rabbi Yudah would be Maida that since in Shabbos we always insist on Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, so maybe if it's Dovashen Miskavein, maybe then everyone should agree that I leave it Rabbi Yudah. Maximum it'll be will only be an Issa Derabbanan. So that's Tosfos is assuming like that. Here Tosfos is assuming like that. There's a long Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos where they prove this is so, and long Tosfos in Masechet Yuma where they correct the Giras and the Gemara. They say there's an incorrect Giras and the Gemara. They go on and on and on and on. And here the Sheet Mekubetz goes pages and pages and pages. Major Machlekes never shine whether they agree with Tosfos or they disagree with Tosfos. The Machlekes is within Reb Yudah, who says that Dovashenim is Kabin is Usser and Kol HaTerakula. And also in Shabbos as well. So I recall that Terakula is a Beferishi Gemara and Rab Leza the Milo, that according to Rab Yudah, Dovashenim is Kabinis, and he said that right. He said, would Rab Yudah say the same on Malecha Shabbos, that Dovashenim is Kabin is also in he said that right. He said, so Tosfos assumes that Rab Yudah it's only the Rabbanan. This leads Tosfos to interpret Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says over here, should I say that it's Mesaken or Mekalkal, the fact that the Dam comes out? Should I say it's Mesaken or Mekalkal, the fact that now there's going to be a Pesach Pasuach? So if it's Mekalkal, then it's Mutter. So Tosfos says, since when is Mekalkal Mutter? The Mishnah says, call him Mekalkal and Peturim. Peturim means Potter Abalasa. Shmuel has a klal. Whenever it says Masech HaShabbos, a big Masechta, 24 Prokem, whenever it says Potter, means Potter Abalasa, except for three cases. This is not one of the three cases. So kol mekalkal peturim means that it's pater avolosa. So why does our Gemara assume that if it's mekalkel, if the haitzos adam is mekalkel, thank you, if haitzos adam is mekalkel, so then it'll be pater amutar. Why should it be mutar? Mekalkel and kol mekalkel should be awesome in the rabban. So Tosfos comes up with a fantastic chiddush that if you have a shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutar. Wow. That's a famous Tosfos in Gittin of Chesam Beis, based on a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara says in Erevin, talks about Shlomo HaMelech made a takona that you're not allowed to carry in a chotzer. A chotzer is an area that's enclosed with mechitzas, a big house that has walls around it. So when I'm told, the whole thing is a Rishus HaYoh. So if you have different families live in the different apartments, so min hatar, everything is one. A rishus hayachid is a rishus hayachid. Everything is one big rishus hayachid al pidin. And Shlomo HaMelech introduced the takana de rabbanon that you're not allowed to carry in a rishus hayachid. Sometimes there's a rishus hayachid with an isa tiltul. If a different family lives in this apartment, a different family lives in the other apartment, and they share in common the hallway, so you're not allowed to carry from the bais to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the bais, unless you make an eruvi chatzeris. Eruv Chatzeris means, in Yiddish, people, the Goyim, call Erev the poles with the string. That's in Yiddish, you call that the Erev. But in the Gemara Lashon, that's called the Tzuras HaPesach. The Erev is the Bax HaMatzis that you have put away. So let's say if you have an apartment building with 100 apartments and 100 different tenants and 100 different apartments, so 99, let's say for argument's sake, all 100 are Shomer Shabbos, so 99 of the tenants have to give a pas shlema, a lechem sholev, either. We use a matzah because it's not going to get stale so fast. Matzah lasts longer. Once it gets stale and it's not edible, then the whole eruv v'chatzeris is no good. It's not roi l'achil. If you put it in the freezer, it's also not going to get stale. But who wants to clog up their freezer with the eruv v'chatzeris? So people usually give a matzah. So you need 99 apartments to give a pas shleima into the one apartment where the family lives there. So the family lives there, mamish, they live there. Because the other 99 apartments left a matzah there, so Shlomo HaMelech says it's considered as if all 100 families live in this one apartment, and in Mela nobody asks on anybody else. That's a takana de Rabbanon of Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, there was a bris scheduled for Shabbos, because the baby was born the week before. Mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. And then, in the days of the Gemara, it was required to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris milah to prevent infection. Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, in the 1500s in Tzfas, we don't do it anymore. We have better ways to prevent infection. You see from the Shulchan Aruch that just because the Gemara says something is a sakana, it doesn't necessarily apply b'zman hazeh. If you live in a generation where we have the sakana under control, so you don't worry about what it says in the Gemara. So they had the bris already, all scheduled, and they had the hot water, and then, accidentally, ishtapech hamime, the hot water spilled. Hahu yinuke, once upon a time there was a baby, the ishtapech hamime, the hot water spilled out, and they weren't able to perform the bris milah. But other people had hot water in the same chotzer, but no one had made an eruvi chatzeres. So the Gemara condemns the Rabbanim there. The Gemara says, Choshev Rabbanim live in this mavui and didn't supervise it to make sure that there's an eruv v'chatzeres. That's not right. If it's questionable, I'll pidin, so you don't make an eruv. But if it's easy, if the halacha says you can make an eruv v'chatzeres, so you should make an eruv v'chatzeres to make life easier for the balabatim. That's the responsibility of the rabbi to make sure that he makes an eruv tavshilin for the balabatim who are going to forget. That's the Gemara in Beitza. There's always going to be some balabatim. Not all the balabatim know the dinim of eruv tavshil, and not all the balabatim know how to make an eruv v'chatzeres. So the Gemara says these are the responsibility of the rabbi to make life easier for the balabatim. So the Gemara says, "Ahu yinuki d'shtapech hamimei." So they couldn't make the eruv, and the Gemara condemns the rabbanim. And the Gemara says, "Aye, they were so busy learning they didn't have time." The Gemara says, "Maybe they shouldn't have been so busy learning." Maybe they should have. The Tshuvas HaRosh quotes that Gemara. From this Gemara you see that it's the rabbi's responsibility. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Tshuvas HaRosh. The rabbi's responsibility to make an Eruv HaTzeres whenever it's possible al pidin, to make life easier for the Balabatim. So the Gemara says, so what are they going to do? So the Gemara says, ask a non-Jew to carry in the Chotzer Sheinim or Rebbes. There were other Balabatim who had hot water. So ask him to carry in the Chotzer Sheinim or Rebbes. Amir the Nochri is only an Issa de Rabbanon. But you're not allowed to do Amir the Nochri either in order to perform a Mila Bismana. So the Gemara says, no, it's only a double de Rabbanon. It's Amir the Nochri to carry in a Chotzer Sheinim or Rebbes. But because of Takana Shleim HaMelech, there's a newfangled animal that's called the Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tilt. The concept doesn't exist on the level of the Reis, the Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tilt. So it's a shvuz de shvuz, but maka mitzvah in order to fulfill mila b'zman ha-shabbos, so shvuz de shvuz, maka mitzvah is mutam. So that's a big tesis in Gittin Dav Chesam Ebeis. Is this a din, only a local din in mila b'shabbos? Because mila itself is so chomer, mila is decha shabbos. So true, we paskin makshire mila, I'm not decha shabbos. That's the opening mishnah in Perek Ablezer de mila. Ablezer ben Hurkin is the Tana Ablezer, was of the opinion. Again, the Gemara says, we really paskin like Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer was Shamotehu, he was from the Beis Shammai. So his opinions were not shared by the rabbi. So Reb Lezer was of the opinion, not only the Mila is Decha Shabbos, even the Machshire Mila, even the Hachonis in advance, to enable one, you're allowed to manufacture a knife on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry a knife to the occasion where the bris is going to take place. Everything is Mutter on Shabbos. So we don't paskin like that. But still, Tosfos says, Mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. Mila is machomer than all other mitzvahs. So maybe this halacha that we allow, a shvuz to shvuz b'makam mitzvah, for the hachonis, the machshire mila, maybe that's only by mila, because mila itself is so chomer, it's decha Shabbos. By other mitzvahs, maybe we wouldn't say like that. So Tosfos raised such a possibility, but in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is otherwise. accepted opinion is that whenever you have a shvuz, the shvuz from makam mitzvah, we would permit it. Let's say you have a person wants to eat shalashudas and there's no food where he is. So the only way to get some food to eat is to send a nochri to another location to bring some food. It's going to be amir with a nochri, and the whole area is only, the worst it could be, let's say, is a karmelis. So to ask a nochri to carry in a karmelis would be a shvuz to shvuz from makam mitzvah. So we would be mata that. So we paskin shvuz to shvuz makam mitzvah is muta. So some achreinim, Chacham Avadya has a tshuva, some achreinim raise the possibility. Shvuz to shvuz from makam mitzvah is mutter if one of them is amir with a nochri. So you make a lot of amir with a nochri. Amir with a nochri on it, the rabbanon is mutter from makam mitzvah. But if everything is done on Yidei Yisrael, I'm going to do everything. There's no nochri involved at all. Except that it's a dovashen and miskavin and it's only awesome at the rabbanon on Shabbos le Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds in kolot tarukula dovashen and miskavin and it's an isa deraisa. But on Shabbos he'll agree that it's mutam in Atar because it lacks melechas machsheves. And even if it would have been a dobah hamiskaben, it's a dobah hamakalkal. It's mekalkal. So mekalkal is potter avalasa. So this is also called the shvus b'makam mitzvah. That's a chiddush, but Taisa says. We assume la locha like that. Shvus the shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter. Not only if one of the two shvusim is amir l'nochri, even if neither is ayidei nochri, it's ayidei Yisrael. But there are two reasons why this pu'ula, why this activity is mutam in Atar. One is mekalkel, and one is dovashin in miskavah. So it's also called the shvuz b'makam mitzvah. That's a chiddush, yeah. Tosis didn't explain everything here. They assume that you remember what they wrote in all the other masichtas.
According to the Bala Diptar, is it even one shvuz? You don't need the shvuz, even one shvuz is mutam in Atar? Is that only if it's a real another?
Yeah, Mir with a Nachri is Mutter b'makam mitzvah, yeah. The Gemara in Gitan Daf Chesam Bey says that one who buys a field from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael is fulfilling a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, getting Eretz Yisrael into Jewish hands. So you're allowed to write to Shtar even on Shabbos. Kaina Sada b'Eretz Yisrael, Kos from Olavono, Afilu b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to, you're permitted to write to Shtar on Shabbos. Gemara says, Zionism is such a big mitzvah, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Gemara tones it down. No, it means Amir and Anachri is Mutter. You've been to ask a non-Jew to write the Shtar for you. So the Baluiter understood that that's a din. Amir and Anachri, but Makam mitzvah is Mutter. Any mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not any bigger a mitzvah than anything else. Yeah, so the Ramo quotes that, and he says many people follow that opinion. They would ask a goy to turn on the lights because they want to sit and learn or something. So he says he recommends that it's not right. You shouldn't follow that opinion. Amir l'nachri is mutam imakam mitzvah. But if it's a shvuz, the shvuz that we would be making. And the fact that Ramo himself writes when he quotes that din, that if you buy a field from a non-Jew, b'makam mitzvah, yishuv Eretz Yisrael, amir l'nachri is mutam to fill out the shtar, the guy is going to write the shtar. So the Ramo quotes the Yerza Ruah, who says that it's only mutter if the shtar is not being filled out in Ksav Ashuris, nor being filled out in Yevonis. Because the Allah only recognizes two alphabets. The Allah only recognizes the Allah recognizes all the languages. You say Kriyashman Nemeris Becholoshin, you can say Kiddush and Abdullah in any language. You can say Kiddush and Abdullah and Kriyat Shema translation also. So the Halacha recognizes all the languages as spoken languages. How many alphabets does the Halacha recognize? So there were some Rishonim who are of the opinion, a minority opinion. Minority should be minority. And Mishnah Berurah says this is a Shita Yechidah, that the Halacha only recognizes two scripts, the Ksav Ashuris, that you write a Sefer Torah in Hebrew, and Ksav Yevonis, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah that you can write a Sefer Torah using Greek characters, Greek letters. The Halacha doesn't recognize any other Ksav. So this small group of Rishonim, Mishnah Berurah calls them Shita Yechidah. This small group of Rishonim said, if you write in English on Shabbos, it's only Anisa Derabon, because the Halacha doesn't recognize Ksiva in any other alphabet. Which is difficult because even if it's not Ksiv, it should be Roshem. So Roshem is a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, whether that's a tolda of Kosef. If you draw a picture, there's also, or make a mark, And I know what the mark represents. So Roshim is also a malacha. So it's a very difficult opinion. So the Ramah, it's printed in the Ramah, that when you buy a field from a non-Jew, you're permitted, in Eretz Yisrael, you're permitted to ask a Nochri to fill out the shtar because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, Mishum? B'makam mitzvah, Amir and the Nochri is mutah. So the Ramah said, no, the Nochri is going to fill out the shtar in Arabic or in English. He's not going to write the shtar in Ksav Ashur. He's not going to write the shtar in Ksav Yevonis. So the whole ksiva is only with the Rabbana, and Amir and Nochri is only with the Rabbana. So it's the shuz b'makam mitzvah, that's why it's mutah. So the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan are both very upset about this. The Mishnah Brura says the Ramah shouldn't have quoted this. This is a shita yechidah. He should have ignored this. It's not true. Amir l'Nochri is mutter, even if he's going to write in Ksav Ashur, he's going to type on a Hebrew typewriter, and it's going to be Ksav Ashur. It's also, it's mutter mishum yishuv eretz. You don't have to have that. It should be a shvuz to shvuz, and this is not considered a shvuz to shvuz. You shouldn't consider writing in other languages as an Issa d'Rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan got so upset about it, he thinks that the printer falsified the Ramah. He says the Ramah never wrote it, and the printer changed the text of the Ramah. He put in this ridiculous opinion that it's only the Rabbanan if you write Pishal HaShanis. But they write that it's a Shita Yechidah. So Chacham Avadia says, why is it called a Shita Yechidah? He finds that two or three Rishonim say like that. It's also called a Shita Yechidah. Shita Yechidah means if you have 100 Rishonim and two or three say something, so we assume they woke up on the wrong side of the bed that morning. They made a mistake. It's not correct. When we said yesterday that sometimes it's a midas chasidus to be choshesh for the shita sayochid, and sometimes they say kalamekal boros halacha kamosa b'chutzlos, you can rely on the shita sayochid and so on. So this is only if it's not a shita yechidah. If you have a significant group of rishonim to say like that, but it's still in the minority. But if it's only a shita yechidah that no one agrees to, so then we just ignore it. We assume that they made a mistake. So that's what the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, we mentioned the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer says. there's a din in the Gemara in the end of Pcheres that Abal ain't a yorish esishta b'roi kibamuchza. Husband only yarshins the wife, whatever asset she had at the time that she died. Let's say the wife dies, and after the wife dies, then her father dies. So you're going to say the wife yarshins her father bekever, and then the husband yarshins the wife, he takes over. So the Gemara says, no, because since the wife didn't own those assets at the time that she died, so the husband doesn't get it. That's called ro'ui. So with respect to Pchor, we know that such a similar din by Pchor. The Pchor is only noitel pishnayim b'muchzak v'lo b'ro'i. So let's say Yankev v'yesev ha'yarshining from Yitzchak. So let's say Yankev is the Pchor, he gets pishnayim, and Esav is the Pashat, he gets one chelek. And at the time that Yitzchak died, he had $1 million. And Avraham Avinu dies afterwards. So Avraham Avinu was also a millionaire. So now that there's more money to divide, Yitzchak Avinu yarshins from Avraham Avinu bekever. Yitzchak predeceased his father Avraham Avinu, for the argument's sake over here. So then the din is that Yankiv doesn't get pishnayim b'nichsei avu adiabo, because Yitzchak didn't have those assets at the moment of death. He doesn't get pishnayim b'roi kevamuchsa. So there's a machloike satanoim, Rebbe and Achachamim, in the beginning of Perek Yesh Noichlim. What's the din if the father Yitzchak had lent out money and the money wasn't collected until after Yitzchak died? The money did belong to the father, but he could have had it in a bank account. It would have been muchzak. He could have had it in his mattress, stuffed away in his mattress. He was kind enough to lend the money out to other businessmen who needed a little help. So he lent out the money, and the money was only collected after the father passed away. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. We paskin that also called ro'ui, and the pchor does not get pishnayim b'milva. If the milva was only collected after the father died, pchor doesn't get pishnayim. So the rimigash has a chidsh in the middle of Baba Kama and the mems, where the Gemara talks about Shor Amud kills an Adam, and the Baal HaShor has to pay kofar. So the Gemara talks about the Yerusha. Is it ro'ui? Well, a person, the Shor Amud kills an Adam, calls man, the Adam is alive, the Baal HaShor doesn't know a penny. After the Adam dies, then you have to pay the money. It's only collectible after the person is dead already. So the Rimagash is quoted by the Rishonim over there as saying that this din that a halvoah is considered ra'uy and not considered muhsik, that's only with respect to the din that a p'chor doesn't get pishnayim b'roi kema muhsik. But as far as abal yerush es ishtoi, if she had lent out a halvoah during her lifetime, that's considered muhsik with respect to abal yerush es ishtoi, the husband will get the whole yerush. So the Beis Shmuel says in Ebenezer Siman Ayin that this is considered a shita yechidah, because none of the Rishonim agree with this. And even if the Baal is muksak on the money, let's say the people came, the wife died, and the people came in the middle of Shivat to be Menachem Ovel to the husband, then they bring all the money that they had borrowed from the wife, and they pay back after she died. So even if the husband is muksak on the money, he's holding the cash, you can't say kimli kishitas harim megash, because the shitas harim megash is a shita yechidah. So the Beis Shmuel says, but the Magen Mishnah raises the possibility that maybe the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash. True, the other Rishonim disagree. Could be the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash. So you have already two Rishonim say like that. The Rambam and the Rimagash. So maybe it's no longer considered Shita Yechidah. So maybe if the husband will be Muksak on the money, he'll be able to tiny Kimli Kishitas a Rambam a Rimagash. So the Beis Shmuel says that doesn't count, because the Rambam was so kofuf to the Rimagash, whatever he was going to say, the Rambam was going to follow, unless he was fully convinced that he's wrong. So because it was so kofuf, it counts as if it's only one Rishon. Doesn't count as two. You have to have a nucleus of a group of Rishonim who say like this. There's no, when we say we don't consider the Shita Sayochid as a mistake, that's if there's 5% of the Rishonim say like that, but we don't pass from like the 5%. But if it's a Shita Yechidah, one or two Rishonim say like that, and we just ignore it. You don't say there's a Minas Chassidus to be Choshish for it, you don't say that the B'Shas Chatchaki can rely on that. And yeah.
Sure, sir. Okay, so this
is
does the Rav has to see to that too? Because sometimes you hear that the Rav, just like the Rav Chatzeres, he has to take care of, he should take care of that there's a heir to the city too, or is that not so?
Yeah, that's what the Rosh says also. Based on that Gemara, the Gemara is talking about putting away the box of matzahs, which is much easier. But the Rosh is quoted, Shuvah's Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that whenever it's not so difficult to make an Erev in the city, and it's halachically acceptable, then it's the rabbi's responsibility to make sure the Erev is done. Right? In Radin there was an Erev, and the Chafetz Chaim recommended in the Mishnah Berurah that the yeshiva boy shouldn't rely on it to be machmir. In Brisk also there was an Erev, and Rav Chaim didn't rely on it, but you have to make an Erev for the Baal Batim. Baal Batim are not mukhiv to observe Rav Chaim's chumras. Unless the rabbi thinks that it's not valid, then he should not make an error. But if the rabbi knows he's only observing Amidas Chassidus by not carrying in the error, then he has a responsibility to make the error for those who want to rely on it. Yeah. So Tosis here mentions that there are two different concepts of Misasik. Misasik is a Mishnah in Krisis. Mishnah in Krisis quotes the Tana Rabbi Yeshua commenting on the pasuk in Parshas VaYikra. Ahodilav chatosa shechota bo. When a person realizes that he did an aver b'shegeg, and the nature of the aver is such that if he would have done it b'mezid, it would have been chayv kores. So if he did the aver b'shegeg, then he's chayv to bring a chato. So it says when he has yedia sachet, when he realizes ahodilav chatosa, when he has yedia sachet, then he becomes obligated to bring the korban chatas. So the pasuk says hodalav chatas shechata bo. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshua comments in the Mishnah shechata bo prat lemisasek. If at the time that he was doing the averim, he wasn't fully conscious of all the details, he didn't realize that he was doing an avera, then he doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. So Tosis gives a mashal. What would be a mashal? There's a din if a person shechts a korban chutz la'azara. So you chayv kares if you do b'meizid. Shchut echutz, shochet b'chutz, and mala b'chutz. So let's say a person is a shochet in a slaughterhouse. And they bring one behemah, the other behemah, so he shechts the behemah. It's supposed to occur to him that maybe this behemah is a b'chor behemah Torah. Maybe they got it from a Jewish farmer who never made a shutfus with a non-Jew. And the behemah is a b'chor behemah Torah, so you're not allowed to shecht it. You have to wait till it gets a mum. It didn't occur to him. So later on he's going to find out that this was a b'chor behemah Torah. That's called misasek. So Tosfos says, misasek is potter from chatos and kol Torah kula. Because that posik ashchachot bo is not speaking uniquely about Hilchos Shabbos. Hodalov chatos ashchachot bo talks about one who did an aver b'shogeg. Sheyesh bo koris b'meizid. So he's chayv to bring a chatos. Doesn't specifically go on Hilchos Shabbos. Then the Gemara quotes, there increases, the Gemara quotes Shmuel. Shmuel says, Misasik b'Shabbos potter because malachas machshevas asveter. If he didn't realize what he was doing, then it's a lack of malachas machshevas, and he's potter from chatos. So Tosfos asks, why did Shmuel have to come up with a new drosha from a new pasuk, the Tana Rebbe Yeshua? And the Mishnah already has a drosha, Ashachot abor pratla misasik. And the Tanis pasuk goes on all Yisurei Kores. Any Yisur Kores violated b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatos unless it was done b'misasek. So why does Shmuel have to come with an additional mocker that misasek b'shabbos potter, malachas machshevas asra Torah? So Tosfos comes up with this fantastic Yisoid, Tosfos in Shabbos and Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And our Tosfos also assuming like that. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Dav Hei Amud Beis, going over to Dav Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos says there are two dinim. There's one din misasik is potter and kol haTorah kula. Then there's another din misasik is potter and Shabbos, an additional mocker. What do you need an additional din for? So Tosfos says, let's say it's dark outside on Friday night. There are no lights in the garden. And after the guests finish eating the whole meal, so the balabas says, I'd like to serve you some fruits. Who would like some fruits? So they say, this one wants a peach, and he wants an orange, and he wants an apple. And he goes outside, and he has fruit trees growing in his backyard, and he plucks off fruits. And he thought that he plucked off an orange, an apple, and a pear. Comes out that he pulled off three bananas. All three are wrong. Everything was wrong. But he was and then he realized he never knew that it's an Isser. He thought it's permissible. Oichel Nefesh. He thought Oichel Nefesh is Mutaran Shabbos. He thought you're allowed to pull off fruits from the tree. Oichel Nefesh is Mutaran Yanta, but you're not allowed to pull off fruits from the tree. Even Peres Anoshim, even fruits that fell off on their own from the tree, you're not allowed to eat on Yanta. Xerish Emiyala Vyitlosh. So Tosfos says, in that case, he was miskaven to do a malacha, to do tolesh, to do kotzer, and that's exactly what he did do. And nonetheless, that's what Shmuel came up with, a pasuk, melechas machshevas asra Torah, that's a misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, that's called misasik. In Kol HaTorah Kula, that wouldn't be called misasik. He was miskaven to do a malacha, to pluck off a fruit on Shabbos, and he did pluck off a fruit. It doesn't correspond to what he thought. He thought he's plucking off an apple. Turned out that he plucked off a banana. But that wouldn't be called misasik and call it Torah Kula. Misasik is if he didn't realize that he's doing an iser at all. So that's what Tosfos explains, why you need two different psukim. This Tosfos' opinion is so famous in the different Masechtos that Rav Shach, when he published his Sforim on the Rambam, writes that one of his Talmidim, who's in Yerushalayim now, his Rebbe in one of the yeshivas, one of his Talmidim shocked him, and he showed him that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos. The Rambam holds that Shmuel's din is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. The din of Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. And even though Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, Shechot Abba Pratla Misasek, but the pasuk that says, Melechas Machshevas Asa Torah is Megala, and the other drosha, Shechot Abba, that it only applies to Hilcha Shabbos. Even though the Pasha Pshat and the Pesukim, Hashachata, Hodolav Chatos, Hashachata Bo, Behavius Chatosai, is talking about any Averish Yesh Bo Koris. The Lamed Vav Krisis, there are 36 Averis that have Koris. So why should it say it's only Hilcha Shabbos? And Gemara says, no. Shmuel says, based on the Pasuk Melechas Machshevas Asvetoira, that the drosha of Rabbi Yeshua, that Misasik is Potter, is only Hilcha Shabbos. I, the Gemara, is Nech Beferish, not so. Because the Gemara says, Misasik Bachalov and Ba'arai is Chayv Shekei Nehenna. A person, let's say, eats non-kosher food, Sheyesh Bokoris. He eats Chaylev Adam, and he enjoys it. He eats chaylev. That maybe people wouldn't enjoy. He eats chaylev and he enjoyed it. He ate the chaylev b'shoykeg. He ate the chaylev b'shoykeg. If he would have known that it's chaylev, he wouldn't have eaten it. So that should really be considered a misasim. He was lacking a crucial piece of information that this is chaylev. If he would have, he went to eat in a kosher restaurant and he thought everything they're serving him was kosher. And then he realizes later on that they served him chaylev. So that should really be considered misasik. You shouldn't have to bring a chatos. So that's what Shmuel says. No, misasik b'chalov mara is chayv shekeinu. Let's say he was sleeping with a woman. He thought that it was his own wife. Then it turned out it was an eishes ish. It was someone else. So he's really a misasik. He was missing a piece of information that was crucial. He didn't know the identity of the woman. He thought innocently that it was his own wife. Then he finds out in the morning that it's not his wife. So that's Shmuel's din. Misasik b'chalov ma'arayis chayiv shekein nehenna. So it sounds like that's the exception to the rule. The rule is in Kol HaTorakula, misasik is potter from chatos. Misasik b'chalov ma'arayis chayiv shekein nehenna. That's an exception to the rule. So Rav Shach points out his Talmud, Rabbi Shmuel Deutsch, who's a prominent Magen Shir in Yerushalayim, his Talmud showed him that the Rambam is Beferish Natsa, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. And the Meiri always follows the Rambam, so the Meiri on all the Masichtas, whenever the Meiri talks about Misasik, he always writes like the Rambam. That Misasik is only part of an Hilcha Shabbos. And it's not that Chalom Ma'arayis Chayv Shekein Nehenna, that's an exception to the rule. Chalom Ma'arayis Chayv means in Kol HaTorah Kula, Misasik is Chayv. And the marshal that Tosfos gave, that the shechet in New Jersey shechted an animal, and he didn't realize that it was a Bechor Pehimah Torah, came from a Jewish farm, is incorrect. According to Tosfos, there's a din of Misasek, Potter from Chatas, even a Shchut Echutz. According to the Rambam, the din of Misasek, Potter from Chatas, only applies to Hilcha Shabbos, doesn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. When the Gemara says, Chalom Arayis are an exception to the rule, it meant the rule only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to anything else. That's the Rambam Shita. But Tosfos over here is working with their assumption that there are two different dinim of Misasek.
How do we pass it generally? Because it's a shekinah, it's unnecessary. That's like a...
It throws you off. Yeah, shekinah it throws you off. It sounds beferish the other way. I don't know, we'll have to see what the... What's an afkamina for the shechet in the slaughterhouse? Will he be chayv to bring a chatas if he shechted a korban b'chutz? And he didn't. They didn't tell him. I don't know. When the Beis Hamikdash will be built, the shochtim will have to ask a shayla. If they'll discover that they had shechted chushchut echutz, I have to ask a shayla. Are they chayv to bring a chatas or not? I don't know. So Tosfos comments that there is a Gemara in Krisis. That's the Tosfos on the bottom of Hamad Beis. There is a Gemara in Krisis, but the Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah Masechus Shabbos. The Moel was in charge of, Moel was called upon to do a bris on Friday, to do a bris on Shabbos. Two different couples had a baby boy. One baby boy was born on Friday, one was born on Shabbos. And then the Moel made a mistake, and he was Mal, the baby's witness Sarvu, and he was Mal, the Friday baby on Shabbos, that was Amila Shaloi Bismana. Amila Shaloi Bismana is not Decha Shabbos. So he has to bring a Chatas for that. He was Mechal Shabbos without any Heta. If it would have been Amila Bismana, then it's Decha Shabbos. It was Amila Shaloi Bismana. And then by mistake, he was Mal the Shabbos Dika baby on Erev Shabbos, so he's going to have to repeat it. We paskin, if you do the Milo, Torch Shmoyna, you have to repeat, you have to do a Hatofas Dambris again. You're not Yoytze. So the Gemara says, increases. Gemara raises the question, why shouldn't we say that the Moel should be potter from bringing a Chatos for being Mechal Shabbos, for doing the Bris Milo of the Friday baby on Shabbos? It's a Milo Shaloi Bismano, it's not Decha Shabbos. Gemara says, but it was a Misasek. He was Misasek. He thought that this was the Shabbos to get baby. Didn't realize this is the Friday's baby. So Misasek is usually Potam in Achatos. So the Gemara says, no. Choybel and Mavir are an exception to the rule according to Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, oh, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Mekalkal b'Choybel and Mavir is Chayev. Mekalkal is Potam in 37 Melochas. All the 37 Melochas except for two. B'Choybel and Mavir, Mekalkal is Chayev. So the Gemara says there increases, that's what the line that this quotes, Choybel and Mekalkal b'Chabur Chayev, Misasek Nami Chayev. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. What does Misasek have to do with Mekalkel? The din that Misasek is pota from Chatos, according to Tosis Shita, is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Haraya, Tosis is assuming a lot here. There's a lot missing in the Tosis. Tosis is assuming the Dovashein Miskaven is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Reb Shita. Dovashein Miskaven is Mutter is all an extension of the Dina Misasek. Misasek and Kol HaTorah Kulo, according to Tosfos, there's a Dina Misasek and Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's not called an Aveira. So Dovashein Miskaven is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kulo because I declare it as a Misasek. He's doing Pula HaMuteris. And it's not about Dois. It's not a Psik Resha that it'll turn into a Pula HaSura. So since he's not really interested in doing the Pulo HaSura, even if it does turn into it, that's considered a form of Misasek. So Tosfos says, Dovashein Miskaven is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kulo, because we declare every Dovashein Miskaven is a Misasek. So the Din of Misasek is a Din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. That Misasek doesn't count as a Maisavera. What does the Gemara say over here? Hoyle, the 37 malachas where there is a din of misasek that you're putter, but in the two malachas where mekalkal is chayev, so misasek is not mechayev. It doesn't make any sense. Mekalkal is putter is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. In Shari Surim there is no halacha that mekalkal is putter. Special din in Hilchos Shabbos, and nonetheless in Kol HaTorah Kulo there is a din that misasek is mutter. It's not considered a ma'aser at all. So why does the Gemara link the two together? Hoyle misasek chayev, hoyle mekalkal chayev, misasek nami chayev. Why? If the din of misasek would have been a din that's unique to Hilchos Shabbos, so then you say, because of based on melechas machshavos asra Torah, so then you would have the right to say, hoyle mekalkal chayev, you see that it's not governed with the rules of melechas machshavos, and misasek nami chayev. But you see from the Mishnah, that dov sheni miskaven is mutar and kol HaTorah Kulo. Dov Shem is Kaben is Mutter because it's an extension of the din of Misasek. Misasek means Hatagomer. That was, we mentioned, that was a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesivis. They were contemporaries and they used to correspond. So Rabbi Akiva Eger got a copy of the Nesivis' Sefer on Hilchos Pesach. And he asked the Makasha, the Nesivis writes in his Sefer that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Chomet she'over all of HaPesach is also b'hanuah. It's a penalty with the Rabbanon, even if the owner of the Chomet didn't realize that he had Chomet in his possession. He wasn't aware at all that they had the Chomet in his possession. So the Nesivis was bothered with Akasha. The name of the Sefer is Mekor Chaim. So he was bothered with Akasha. But if the owner of the chametz doesn't realize that he has chametz in his possession, isn't this mamish misasek? So misasek is not a ma'aser avera at all. So he didn't do any aveira. I can understand kansu shogigot amazin. Gemara has a whole sugya in Perakan Izokin, middle of Gittin. When the Chachamim penalized someone who did an aveira, did they penalize even b'shogig kansu shogigot amazin, or did they only penalize b'mazin? So sometimes we distinguish between the Raises and the Rabbanans. Okay, we make chilukim. But it only makes sense to say kansu shogigot amazin. If he did the aver b'shoigeg, sof kol sof, there was an aver. But if he didn't even realize that he had the chametz in his possession till after Pesach was over, he was mamash a misasik. So misasik is not considered a ma'is aver at all. It should be hetagomer. So why do you make a penalty kontu shogot amazin? It's a machlekes harishonim, whether the penalty, the me'iri, in the beginning of Pesachim, quotes the machlekes harishonim. The penalty of Chomet Sha'ovar, all of our Pesach, does it only apply if the person violated by Yerah, by Matzah, b'mezid, or even if only violated b'shogeg? So the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, even if he was totally unaware of the fact that he had Chomet in his possession, still the din is that the Chomet Sha'ovar la Pesach is awesome. So the Nesivis asks why, but it should be Misasik. Misasik is not considered a Maisaveira at all. So the Nesivis answers that when do you say Misasik is not considered a Maisa Avera at all, that's if the Avera has to be, can only be violated by Kumbi Asay. So that, let's say, I shecht shchut yechutz, I shecht the beim, or you do a malacha on Shabbos by Misasik. So if you do a pu'ula, and you're not familiar with all the information, you're lacking certain of the information that's crucial as far as the activity is concerned, so that's called misasek, and it's not considered a maisaver at all. But as far as owning chametz in your possession, if you own the chametz, you can violate the avera of bal yirah by matzeh without any kumbi asay at all. You don't have to buy chametz. The Rambam says in order to get malchus for bal yirah by matzeh is only if hamachmetz isa or hakoina chametz b'pesach, because alav shema maiseh. But we're not talking about Malkus, just talking, did he violate an Avera by Rabbi Matzah? If he has chametz in his ownership, in his possession from before Pesach, he's in violation of Rabbi Matzah. You can be in violation of the chametz without doing a kumbi asay whatsoever. I had chametz purim, I had hametashen on purim, and then I didn't eat them, and I didn't get rid of them, I didn't dispose of them, and sell them. So then it comes Pesach, I'm owning it, so I'm in violation of Bal Yirah by Matzah. So since the Avera can be violated B'Shevi Al Taseh, so the Nesivi says it doesn't make sense to say that Misasik doesn't count as a Mais Avera. So Rabbi Kevega disagrees, and he says in his mind it doesn't make any sense. But he explains why in his mind it doesn't make any sense. See, the Nesivi was working with the assumption that Misasik is not considered my Maisa. I did a maisa, I shechted shchut yechutz. The maisa doesn't relate to me because I wasn't fully aware of all of the information. I didn't realize that this behemah was a b'chor behemah Torah. So the aver of shchut yechutz doesn't relate to me. I consider it as if it happened by itself. But bal yirah by matzah, you don't have to do any pu'ulot. You don't need any activity b'kum v'aseh. You can violate the aver b'shev v'al taseh. So the possession of the chametz, owning the chametz, you do own the chametz. So that's what the Nesiva says. If you own the chametz, you violated bal yirah by matzah b'shogeg. It's not going to help if we're going to say misasik doesn't count as a ma'isa aveira. Misasik doesn't count as a ma'isa aveira if the nature of the aveira is such that you have to do an activity b'kum v'yaseh. So that's considered as if you didn't do it, as if it happened by itself. Even bal yirah by matzah, you can violate b'shogeg al taseh. So you had the chametz in your ownership. It belonged to you. No two ways about it. So here, Misasik is a Mais Aver. Rabbi Kevega doesn't agree with the whole basic premise of the Nesivis. Rabbi Kevega is of the opinion that Misasik is a Mais Aver. It's a big shogeg. Misasik is a Mais Aver. Except that there's a Gzeris HaKosev that you're not mechuyev to bring a chatos. But he doesn't hold that Misasik is not considered a Mais Aver at all. And then Rabbi Kevega assumes, to answer a certain kasha in the Gemara Shavuos, Rabbi Kevega assumes Misasik is potter from Chatos, is only from Chatos Kvua, from Chatos Chelev, as we call it. But if you have a chatas ala b'yored, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, the Gemara says a person sees a gigantic building with pillars, and he thought that this was the Hebrew University Library of Manuscripts. So he goes in, a big building with pillars, and then it turns out that was the Beis HaMikdash. So he entered Betumah. So the Gemara says he made a mistake, he entered Betumah, so he's chayv to bring chatas. Hela Mikdash. He didn't realize this is the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kedega, Mishnayah says the Kasha, and the Tshuvas, he's bothered with the Kasha. Why isn't that called Misase? So Rabbi Kedega says it is Misase. He was not aware that this was the Beis HaMikdash. He thought it was a library. But he says Misasek is not a het gomer. Misasek doesn't cancel the whole Maisa there. Misasek is a ptur from chatas kvua. The posuk asher chata bo only says by regular chatas. But by a person enters the Beis HaMikdash bitumah b'shoigeg, he has to bring a chatas ol b'yari. That's a different kind of a chatas ol b'yari. And there the ptur of Misasek doesn't apply. Rabbi Kivega holds Misasek is a Maisa there. So Tosfos is not learning like Rabbi Kedega. Tosfos is assuming a davar poshut that dov she'einu miskaven es muta because it's an extension of misasek. Misasek. They end off on vav amanal. Dov she'einu miskaven muta is muta terakulam. And Tosfos lishitosam holds that misasek is a heter and call it terakulam. So the whole dov she'einu miskaven es muta is an extension of misasek. And then Shabbos you had two psukim. Shmuel's pasuk. Melachas Machshavas Asvatar is an additional p'tur on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shua's Drasha Shechot Tabor Pratla Masasek is a dim Masasek in Kol HaTerakula. So that Gemara increases, but it's talking Hoyalo Shneti Noikas Lomol Echad Be'erev Shabbos Echad B'Shabbos, and he confused them, and he was Mal the Friday baby on Shabbos, and that was a Melacha, that was a Milo Shlebi Zman, it's not Decha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, shouldn't it be misasek? Like he thought he's plucking off an apple, and it turned out he was plucking off a pear. It's the wrong fruit. So that misasek, that's only misasek in Hilchos Shabbos. So here also, he's causing bleeding for the baby. He thought it was one baby, he's doing another baby. He knows he's causing bleeding. He knows he's doing a bris milah. He thought this was the Shabbos dek a bris, and there's a heter because of milah bismana. Turned out that by mistake, he was mal the Shabbos dik a bris baby on Friday, and now he's doing the bris milah on the Friday baby on Shabbos, and it's a milah shel bismana, so it's not decha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't he be potter from chatos? Because of misasek, mean the Shabbos dik a ptura misasek of malachas machshavas asvatar. So the Gemara says that's a new din in malachas machshavas asvatar. So by chayvul umavir, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Chovel Amarvim and Kalkal is Chayev, then these two malachas are not subject to the ruling, not subject to the regulations of malachas machshavas. So Hoel Misasik Chayev, Hoel Mekalkal Chayev, Misasik Nami Chayev. They're two different misasiks. That's what Tosis is saying. This is all Tosis Lishitosim. There's a whole baggage over here. Tosis and the other Masechtas and Sanhedrin and Shabbos, Tosis says the two different psukim from Misasek, Rabbi Yeshua's pasuk, Asher Chatav on Shmuel's pasuk of Melachas Machshavas Asvat Torah. So they say that the pasuk of Rabbi Yeshua is a din in Kol HaTarakula. The Rambam denies the whole thing. There's never a din in Misasek Kol HaTarakula. Tosis Lishitosin goes like that. And Tosis says, in Kol HaTarakula there is a din of Misasek. How do you know? Baharaya, because it's a din of Dov Sheni Miskavim Mutter and Kol HaTarakula. Machlek is not unique to Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Kol HaTarakula. And they're linking together in their mind, Dov Sheni Miskavim is Mutter and Kol HaTarakula by carrying the Shatnes and and by Nazir Chayfeh from Mephasfes. So Tosis is assuming that Dov Sheni Miskavim is Mutter and Kol HaTarakula is because we declare it as a Misasek. Because we declare it as a Misasek. And on Hilchos Shabbos, there's another Misasek. So that Misasek is based on a lack of Malachas Machshavas. And that will only apply to 37 Malachas. That will not apply to the Chayv Lamavre, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds the Mekalkal B'Chayv Lamavre is Chayv. So that's the Loshon HaGemara increases. Hanach L'Tinoikas, leave alone that Mishnah that says the Moel who did the Friday Bris Mila on Shabbos is a Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, has to bring a Chiyav Chatas. Hoil umikalkal chayev, mikalkal b'chavura, mikalkal b'chayev l'mar is chayev. So misasek na mechayev means the Shabbos dikem misasek. That's based on the lack of malachas masheves, that will be chayev by chayev l'mar. There's a lot of baggage over here in the Tosfos. They're assuming a lot of premises based on what they explained in other Masechtos.
Example,
I remember from Misasik,
somebody wants to pick up a food,
and
he thinks it's Tolosh, and it's
really
Mechuber.
Right.
That's
a Misasik of Kol HaTerah Kula, yeah.
That's
Misasik of Kol HaTerah Kula. Yeah. He's missing a piece of information that if he would have known it, he would have realized that it's a Malacha. So he wouldn't have done it. So that's a Misasik in Kol HaTerah Kula. But if he is cutting off the fruit thinking that it's an apple and turns out that it's a pear or that it's an orange, that's only a din misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. That wouldn't be misasik in Kol HaTerah Kula. It's the wrong chepta, but that he wanted to do a malacha anyway. He was prepared to do a malacha anyway. So that's only a misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. So then if it's chayv l'maver, then you wouldn't have any other dinim of malachas machshavos. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel. Appears one place in Shas. The Tosfos there on that Daf assumes that Gemara is Halacha L'maisa. Gemara has it in the middle of a discussion. So the Gemara raises the possibility that raises the possibility that Reb Shimon says Dovshein Miskaben is mutter, that should only be by Chavi Lavin, but by Chavi Krisis Dovshein Miskaben should be also. Usually the Gemara will have a Loshen Mali Yisur Zut and Mali Yisur Rabba. You're not allowed to violate an Avera. What's the difference whether it's a Nisa Kores or Nisa Lav? But here the Gemara thinks that there may be a possibility that there's more room to be Mekel on a Nisa Lav than on a Nisa Kores. Okay? We had that Kesa Mishnah's Girsan, the Rambam, and the end of Perek Tes, and Ilchas Tumas Hames was that Sofik Deraisa Luchumre by Yisuri Kores, and Sofik Deraisa Lukulam Deraisa Luchumre Mederabon by Yisuri Lavim. Most assume that it's a misprint in the Rambam, but Kes Mishnah quotes it, and maybe that is a correct girsa. So the Rambam is saying that there's a difference. If you have that girsa, the Rambam is saying there's a difference between an Isa Lav and an Isa Kore. So this, the Gemara has such a statement at one point. Even Reb Shimon, the Gemara is talking about how can a dentist or a doctor treat a patient. He may cause him bleeding unnecessarily, and he'll be in violation of chayvul b'chaver. There's a lav lo yosef pen yosef, when the shliach bezna has to administer malchus. It says lo yosef lakoso makachas pen yosef lakos makachas v'niklo chichal einach. So it's counted as a repeat of a lav lo yosef pen yosef. Even though he deserves malchus, you shouldn't give him any extra halkor on more than the bezin required. And Kavachim, if the fellow was never nigba dina lamalkas at all, if you beat somebody up, there's an iser of liyosef ben yosef. So the Gemara raises the question, how can a doctor treat any patient? He may be in violation of the lav, he may cause him bleeding unnecessarily, it may turn out that he's in violation of the lav of liyosef ben yosef. So the Gemara says, well, if you hold like Rab Shimon, dov sheni miskaven is mutter, so we're okay. So there's no kasha. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, you got a good problem. Okay. Tov Shein Miskaven is us. Then the Gemara says, okay, let's say we hold like Rabbi Shimon. That's how we pass. Tov Shein Miskaven Mutter. So would you say that the child is permitted to treat his parents also? Because even if he causes extra bleeding on the parent, then it's an Isa Kores. It's not an Isa Kores, but it's an Isa Misa. Mako avavima, makal avavima is misa, even though there's no koris. That's chiddush. Sometimes you have koris and there's never misa, sometimes you have misa, there's never koris. Here, by mako avavima, makal avavima, you have misa, but you don't have koris. boal achosa, oichol chametz b'pesach, you have course, but you don't have any misa. So the Gemara says, so if dobesheni miskaven mutter, so Reb Shimon should say it's permissible for a child to treat his parents because he's not interested in causing extra bleeding. He's only going to cause bleeding on the gums to the extent that it's necessary, and that's the heter. And he's not interested in causing extra bleeding. So Gemara says no. Gemara throws in a svara. Reb Shimon would be moide by isurim chamurim, by chavi krisis, chavi misis bezin. Reb Shimon would be moide that dov sheni miskaven should be osur. When does Reb Shimon allow dov sheni miskaven? By isurim kalim, by lo yosef pen yosef. Then you say dov sheni miskaven is mutam. By isurim chamurim, maybe Reb Shimon will be moide. Then the Gemara says, how can it be? But Reb Shimon, the famous machlokes, Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, is in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is kores with mises bezdin both together. Until Reb Shimon says that dov sheni miskaven is mutar. So how can you say moide Reb Shimon be surim chamurim that dov sheni miskaven is asa? Gemara says no, shani Shabbos because it's a lack of malachas machshavas asvatar. So it's that Gemara that Tosis picked up on. And they said, even though Reb Yehuda holds that Dov Sheni Miskaven is also a Kola Tarakula Min HaTorah, but that Reb Yehuda's opinion applies to Hilchos Shabbos also. Dov Sheni Miskaven is also on Shabbos. All the Mishnah is like that. But Moide Reb Yehuda, then on Shabbos it'll only be the Rabbanon. It can't be an Isa Deraisa, because you're lacking Malachas Bar Shabbos HaSvater. The God is not Gemara. The Gemara happened to be talking Aliba the Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon holds a stam person is permitted to treat a patient. A doctor is permitted to treat a patient. He doesn't have to be concerned about the possibility that he'll be choyvo b'chavera unnecessarily. He may cause bleeding unnecessarily. He thinks that he's not going to cause the bleeding. He thinks that he knows what he's doing. So that's a dov sheni miskaven is mutter. Then the Gemara says, but by a parent, it should be also because that's a dov sheni miskaven by anisa chomer, anisa misa. So the Gemara says, so Shabbos, Reb Shimon should agree that Dov Sheni Miskaven should be Osir. Gemara says, no, because of a lack of Amalachas Machshavas. So Tosfos said, the same has to be true within Reb Yehuda. That was the way they changed the Girsan, the Gemara in Yuma, by the heating, warming up the water for the Kengodel to be Tovel in the Mikvah. And Yom Kippur, the water was not Yad Soledis Ben, but they would throw in burning hot coals. There'll be Mitzaref, the hot coals. It's not an Isa Bishul on the water, because it wouldn't become Yatzaladis, but it's an Isser of Mitzaref on the coals, whatever Malacha Mitzaref is. It's also a question, what kind of Malacha is that?
Is it Mechaba on the coals?
Yeah. But usually Mechaba is Ein Svicha Lagufa, so somehow over here, Mitzaref, because it makes it stronger, so this Mechaba is called Svicha Lagufa.
But they put in metal bars?
Yeah. So it strengthens. If you heat up the metal bar, then you put it right away into ice cold water, then this will strengthen the metal, so it'll be stronger. So that's a malacha tzvicha leguf. Okay. That'll be considered a malacha tzvicha leguf. So in that sugya about putting in the metal bars into the mikvah, Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, to heat up the water, so Tosfos had this girsa in the Gemara there. Reb Yehuda's opinion that Dov Sheni Miskaven is usur on Shabbos can only be midirabbanim. Rabbi Yehuda has to agree it's mutam and antar because of a lack of malachas machshavas asvatar, right?
Hey, so why wouldn't
he
say that on
Right. So Tosfos asked that question. So they both, Tosfos and Yuma asked that question. So they both hold min haTorah that Dov Sheni Miskaven is mutar on Shabbos. So why did they argue halacha lemaaseh whether they made gzeira derabbanan? Why does only Reb Yehuda makes gzeira derabbanan? Reb Shimon does make. I mean, haTorah, they both say the same thing. It's mutar. So Tosfos says it only makes sense to make a chumrah midirabbanan on Shabbos if there's a Shabbos dika heter, it's a Shabbos dika kula. Kedei lahashva Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula, it makes sense to make a chumrah midirabbanan. Let's say, locha shein tzvicha l'gufa, or mekalkel. So it's mutam in Atar, it's awesome in the Rabbanon. Why? Because the whole concept of Ein Tzvicha Megufa, the whole concept of Mekalkal, is unique to Hilcha Shabbos. So Kedei L'Hashfa Shabbos L'Shar Kol Atar Kulo. So they made a Nisa the Rabbanon, even if it's Mekalkal, and even if it's Ein Tzvicha Megufa. But if you all the Dov Sheni Miskaben is mutar and Kol Atar Kulo, like Reb Shimon, so it doesn't make sense to be Machmer on Shabbos. Kedei L'Hashfa Shabbos L'Shar Kol Atar Kulo Adirav, Kol Atar Kulo, Dov Sheni Miskaben is mutar. But Aliba the Reb Yudah, that Dov Sheni Miskaben is also Ben Atara, Kol Atara Kulo, so even on Shabbos is mutar Ben Atara because it's a lack of Malachas Mashavis. So there it makes sense to make a Gzera the Rabbanah, Kedei L'Hashfa Shabbos L'Shar Kol Atar Kulo. So we were left with a kasha, but the whole Tosfos got this from the Gemara. The whole story came from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara said in Sanhedrin that maybe Reb Shimon is moida that be yisurim chamurim. Tov Shem is kabin is asa min atar. Tov Shem is kabin would be asa min atar. So why couldn't you say according to Reb Shimon, Tov Shem is kabin should be asa mid the Rabbanon on Shabbos kedei lahash for Shabbos l'shar chayve krisis chayve misis bezin. The Reb Shimon holds Dov Sheni Miskaben is also min atar by Yisurim Chamurim. So that's what we were bothered with their kash. I don't know. But that's what Tosfos gives as the official answer. We only made Gzeira de Rabbanon on Shabbos, Kedei Lahash Shabbos L'Shar Kol Atar Kulo. So the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel, writes a possibility that's never quoted anywhere else in any Tosfos. And in case you're not sure what it says in the Tosfos, the Marsho spells it out. In case you think the Marsho invented it, so you look in the Chiddush Iran, it says it beferish, but it says it in the Tosfos also. So Tosfos writes a fantastic Chiddush. Usually, we think that Reb Shimon is the one who's making the Dov Sheni Miskaben. Reb Shimon holds Dov Sheni Miskaben is mutar and kol atar kulo. So Tosfos says, but by Choyvul Umavir, Reb Shimon holds the Mekalkal Eschayiv. If Mekalkal Eschayiv means that it's not governed, these two Malachas are not governed with the rule of Malachas Machsheves Asvetar. If there's no need for Malachas Machsheves, so then Dov Sheni Miskaven should be Osam in HaTorah by Choyvul Umavir. Because Choyvul Umavir, I like all the Malachas of Shabbos, should be in Issa Chomer, this Koris and this Mises Bezen. So really, Hilchas Shabbos should have been Dov Sheni Miskaven should have been Osar Aliba Reb Shimon, because it's Yisurim Chamurim. Shabbos is an exception to the rule because you're lacking Malachas Machsheves, every Dov Sheni Miskaven. But Chovel Ma'avir, if according to Reb Shimon, Chovel Ma'avir Mekalkal Eschai means that Malachas Machsheves doesn't apply. So then Tosfos says, Dov Sheni Miskaven L'Reb Shimon will be Osar Min HaTorah. Ma'asheni came to Reb Yudah, we usually view him, he's the big Machmir. And Dov Sheni Miskaven. Yeah, but Rabbi Yudah has to be Maida that in Shabbos, Dov Sheni Miskaven is only the Rabbanon because it's a lack of Malachas Machsheves. Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Reb Shimon. He holds Achoyvel Ma'avir. Also, Mekalkal is Potter. There's no exception to the rule of Achoyvel Ma'avir, Mekalkal and Mischai. So since Rabbi Yudah thinks that even Achoyvel Ma'avir also governed with the rules of Malachas Machsheves, Rabbi Yudah will say that Dov Sheni Miskaven, Achoyvel Ma'avir, the worst it can be is only the Rabbanon. Like all Malachas Shabbos. Dov Sheni Miskaven by Shabbos, only the Rabbanon, because you're lacking Malachas Mashabbos. So it comes out, it's fakert from the way we usually would think. We usually think that Reb Yudah is the big Machmer, Dov Sheni Miskaven, and Reb Shimon is the big Mekel. And by Choyvel Ma'avir on Shabbos, it'll be the reverse. The Reb Shimon will hold that it's awesome in HaTorah. Choyvel Ma'avir, Dov Sheni Miskaven will be awesome in HaTorah, because it's an Issa Chomor. By Yisurim Chamurim, Reb Shimon should be murdered. Dov Sheni Miskaven is also. That's the Gemara there. And the other 37 Malachas are exception to the rule because they govern with the rule of Malachas Machsheves. Machshevel Ma'aver is not under that rule of Malachas Machsheves. And according to Reb Yudah, that the Mekalkal Machshevel Ma'aver is Potter, so then the rule of Malachas Machsheves applies equally to Machshevel Ma'aver as it applies to all the other 37 Malachas. So Dov Sheni Miskaven will at worst be the Rabbanon by Choyvel Ma'avir. That's the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So that Tosfos never appears in any other Masechta. Probably because they held that whole sugya was Nidche. The Gemara suggested this in the middle of a conversation about doctors treating patients. why aren't you concerned there should be a davar shenei miskaven? Maybe they'll cause bleeding unnecessarily. So the Gemara, in the middle of the whole, the heat of the discussion, the Gemara raised the possibility, maybe Reb Shimon holds, davar shenei miskaven is mutar min atar, only a chayvi lavin, but in Isurim Chamurim, he'll agree that davar shenei miskaven should be osur. So the Taisus Hanadaf assumes that that is the din. Taisus, the other Masichta, seems to have ignored that Gemara. They assume that it's a shakla v'tariya, and it's rejected.
Can I
get our Gemara here? Doesn't our Gemara here assume the
Davar
Shem Shavin,
according to Shimon, to be Mutter? Again? Our Gemara says that what? If Shimon, I thought it was Mutter to be able to woman, let's say, Chola.
Yeah. So, isn't that, can I get, right? Could be. Even though the Gemara raises the possibility that Reb Shimon holds the Mekalkal B'chol B'lamaber is Chayit, they still say the Davar Shem Miskaven is Mutter. Yeah? So our Gemara contradicts that Gemara, yeah? I think you're right. Our Gemara contradicts the Gemara Sanhedrin. Maybe that's why Taisus all over in Shas ignores that Gemara. All that, just, that was a fleeting Havamina. And that one? Yeah, the Gabi Hilchot Shabbos, yeah. No, but Tosis says since Shabbos is in Issa Chamur, so Davar Shenei Miskaven should be awesome. The only reason why it's Mutam and Atar is because of lack of Melachos Malshevis. But according to Reb Shimon, Chayvul and Maver are singled out. That they don't require Mekalkal Aschayv, they don't require Melachos Malshevis. So the Mela Davar Shenei Miskaven should be awesome and Atar. So our Gemara contradicts that Gemara there. Yeah, the Pashtus is all over Shas. Tosis never. Taisa never quotes that Gemara. So the Pashtus was just a fleeting Havamina, and it's not accepted Lamaskona. Yeah. What's Halacha Lamaisa? What's the Maskona? So the Gemara says the Maskona was that it's Mutar Livol Psula Betchila B'Shabbos. Why? Either because Davar Shenei Miskaven is Mutar, or because Shvuz D'Shvuz B'Makam Mitzvah is Davar Shenei Miskaven, B'Tzirav Mekalkel. So shuz the shuz with makam mitzvah is mutter. So the Gemara says mutter. He passed. This is all on the assumption that it's not a psik resha. If you have a psik resha, it's not called a davar shenei miskaven. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Our Tosis seems to be learning like
that.
That's a big problem. I don't know. That is a big problem. Enochanami. So we have a stira minei ben arsugya. I don't know. But I think that's clear from the Taisus. They're talking about, at the end of the Taisus, they're talking about Davar Shenei Miskaven. In the beginning of the Taisus, they're talking about Misase. So they're assuming them that Davar Shenei Miskaven is Mutter is based on Misase.
Sometimes the word Misase can mean Davar Shenei Miskaven, like in Shabbos.
Right. I don't know. Got to research it further. I don't know. Okay. What time is good to have a shiur tomorrow? If mincha is probably going to be 1 o'clock. Let's say 11:30.
Is it okay to give two shiur tomorrow?
I'll try. I'll try. Maybe for the second shiur. Oh, they can't give me a drink. I'm going to say make it schnapps. Shkoyach.